You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Makwe Masilela joins me now. Very good evening to you, Mr. Masilela. Thanks so much for your time on the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. Just talk to us about what's happening on the JSE. Why is the all share down 0.32%, the top 40 as well?
Afternoon, good evening to you, Zinga, and to the listeners. Yeah, It's not a good day. We are continuing the sell-off that we've seen since Friday. And this sell-off is all because people are just worried about the rising interest rates. And the JSE, you know, is being dragged down mainly by our resources. And remember, don't forget that we've got some weak Chinese economic data that itself deepened investor fears that the global economy is headed for a slowdown. And we know that China is the major buyer of our commodities. And we know that, as we've said, you know, talking about the mining in Taba, that very same mining sector now no longer accounts for 7.1% of our economy. It's now accounting for 8.7% of our economy. So if there's not going to be any demand for our commodities, and we know that the JSE is more of a commodity market, let alone our currency, which is more of a commodity currency, then it's not looking okay for us. Hence, if you look at the board, that the resources are the ones which have been taking us down. Yes, we've seen the likes of Intasas down as well, because of the likes of Naspers going down and Proxas, all because of what is happening with the tech stocks overseas. But generally, we've got that fear that, as much as the U.S. Fed, the Federal Reserve, that they're not considering anything around 0.75% interest rate hike, but a 0.5% hike, that's got the potential to damage the global economy. And don't forget that we've got those lockdowns when it comes to China, because they're busy pursuing that policy of zero COVID. And we've seen that the economy has been struggling, and testimony to that, the latest one being the data that we received when it comes to the exports and imports.
Marco, when we go overseas, it seems like the Nasdaq is set to lead Wall Street lower again. What's causing this? I know you've touched on tech stocks, but let's take a look at what's happening in the U.S. markets.
You know, maybe we need to understand that the Dow itself, as they've got those three major indices, it's more of popular companies. S&P is more of a broader market, and it's like nicely weighted. But when it comes to the Nasdaq, you've got more of your tech companies. So as we've said, that tech companies themselves struggling, hence we see the Nasdaq being the worst hit when it comes to all those three U.S. indices. So it's got more of technology companies more than the other two.
And do we understand why we're seeing those big tech stocks like Meta down 2 to around 4.3%? And it's a basket of them that seem to be struggling.
You know, we know that these are the companies that have managed to benefit. And we've seen during COVID, when other sectors were struggling, that this sector continued to do well because their services, the demand they offer is high. But now, the guys also managed to go and get money at lower rates. So now when you start talking about increasing interest rates, it means the repayments will be high. And also, if you start talking about inflation, and also coupled with rising interest rates, that definitely is going to eat into their earnings going forward. And we know that these companies, guys, they don't have an asset base. Hence, they get to be very volatile. It's more of their personnel that they have, or their IP, you know, which is more of an asset. These guys, they don't own some minerals somewhere, you know, stuff like that. So it's also another factor that you need to consider when you look into tech stocks.
Marco, what's happening with the Asian markets?
Yeah, we know the Hang Seng has been closed, and yes, because of a holiday. We know the Chinese market, we know of that bad or weak economic data that we received, but the Nikkei also struggling from the fact of globally sentiments are not okay. And for all the reasons that we're worried about the slow economy, we're worried about the knock-on effect when you have to start increasing interest rates, you know, more aggressively. What we need to understand is that the market is more focused on a long-term interest rate. So the higher they go, then the more people are afraid of a recession or a stagflation. And yes, the Asian market is also playing to all those global factors. And also, don't forget the issue about Russia and Ukraine is still here with us.
Let's talk about that Russia, Ukraine, the effect of that war in South Africa. Some people are benefiting from, you know, people needing to order commodities, certain commodities from us. We know that we saw that there was a coal boom, people from all over Europe asking for coal from South Africa. South African miners doing so well that even though Transnet cannot transport their coal and they're paying sometimes up to seven times the amount to transport it by road, they are still making a profit. Are our commodity prices showing that it's still good news and good times for South Africa?
Definitely they are. And as you mentioned about Transnet, we could be doing much better if Transnet, you know, was playing its part. Because other than coal, we know that some platinum companies, they had some inquiries because people are no longer prepared to get platinum from Russia because of the sanctions. Mm. So we could be benefiting from that as well. Yes, higher prices will benefit us. Demand will be there. But generally, if the global economy starts slowing down, it means even demand from other parts of the world gradually will slow down. And also, demand might still continue to be high, but most of these commodities are priced in dollars. A stronger dollar makes it expensive for users of other currencies to afford that, and that can have an effect when it comes to our commodity prices, because a stronger dollar tends to be very negative when it comes to commodity prices.
Mm-hmm. So we're benefiting as a country, I guess, when it comes to those commodities. But where we are feeling the squeeze is on the food prices. We know Ukraine is known for wheat in part. Chicken prices apparently also going up. So I'm wondering how that's affecting our food stocks and if it is doing so in a significant manner that should make us take a look.
Exactly. Maybe we need to realize that, number one, our economy is more than 60% driven by consumer demand. So when your consumer starts struggling, then definitely your economy is not going to grow at the rate that it's supposed to grow at. So high food prices, that's inflationary in its nature, so it eats into our pockets. And we hope maybe not only our central bank, but other central bankers will realize that the current inflation, the current high prices, they are more driven by supply, not demand. So when you continue to increase interest rates, that's not going to help, you know, to tame this high inflation. And now we know the guys are looking into continuing to increase interest rates. At the same time, you've got high food prices. So your money continues to buy less and less and less. And unfortunately, the consumer will struggle. Demand won't be there for those goods. What will happen? Those companies will end up retrenching people as well. Your unemployment continues to go up. Don't forget the issue about Eskom, which exacerbated the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Makwe, as we wrap up, let's just take a look at company news. AngloGold Ashanti quarter one. What's happening there?
The guys reported a solid performance with the production steady year on year. Yes, they had an increase when it comes to total cash cost, but it was limited to 4%. And I think that's less than inflation, you know. And then also a strong improvement when it comes to their cash flows. And then higher gold price received was up 4.6%. And inflationary pressures was partly offset by operating improvement and also an impressive 8% increase in underground grade. And the guys, yes, they continued. When you look at the adjusted EBITDA, decreased due to lower ounces of gold sold and higher operating costs.
All right. And then Calgro doing quite well on the JSE today. It was one of the top gainers earlier on, saying that it's going to book a profit of more than 100 million rand in 2022. What's happening there?
We had to be excited. I mean, the guys have just turned into profit. Remember, they recorded losses before, so hence their headline earnings per share increased by almost 800%. And yes, cash generation for the year was strong as well, and with net cash generated from operations of almost 129 million. Also, their gross profit margin returned to their target range of between 20 and 25 and continued to reduce their debt and liabilities. And I think you need the company to continue to do something like that.
Makwe Masilela, the CIO of Makwe Fund Managers, thanks so much for your time on SAFM this evening, giving us a wrap of what's taking place in the global markets locally as well, and taking a quick look at some company news there. Thanks so much for your time.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.